This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first ever edition of The Carton Show with Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton. It is a pleasure, a privilege to be back. Great to have you sitting by my side. And not off to the greatest start, not going to lie to you. Not the start I was expecting when Evan came to me and said, all right, we're going to take our final commercial break at 1:55 and then get you on the air right there at 2
That's
o'clock.
It.
Well, it's 2:05. The show has officially begun. We are looking for a new producer. I can tell you that right out of the gate. So if you're looking for a job in radio, by all means, send your resumes in. But Chris McMonagle is here.
Yes.
Obviously, tons of football to get to. James Dolan's going to join us later in the show. Congratulations
Thank
to
you.
You.
Thank you, sir.
I am truly very happy for you and your family. And 18 years after you walked in the door of WFAN, afternoon drive.
It is amazing. It's still hard to wrap my mind around. But yeah, 18 years. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be part of the show. Even if my name's not on it, that's fine.
Your name's
kind
of
fine. I'm with it. I'm here. I'm with it. So yes, no, I'm extremely excited. Thank you very much, Craig. I can't tell you what this means to me and how important this is to me and the lifelong journey of chasing this damn thing. So
yeah, and
let's
you're
get ready.
It's going to be great. You're going to be great. And look, we're not going to dilly-dally with all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to enjoy the fact that we're doing the show together. I'm trying to figure out, though, when I drove into work today, and I park right up by Madison Square Garden for the other stuff I do. And I'm driving downtown to Tribeca. I'm trying to figure out, I'm a Jet fan, you're a diehard Giant fan.
Yeah.
I know Joe Shane just spoke. We're going to talk about the wide net that the New York Giants are going to use to try to find the new head coach. Not that wide a net when it's all said and done, because I can guarantee you the guy they bring in here has been a head coach in the NFL within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
That is a lock. But I was trying to figure out while driving in here today, as a Jet fan, am I more upset that Aaron Glenn is coming back than you are as a Giants fan that Joe Shane is coming back?
I would be.
I think I win.
Yeah, no, I think you win. I'm pretty pissed, though, that Joe Shane is coming back. But the thing with, I think both of those guys, I never thought there was a doubt either of them were going anywhere. The Giants made it abundantly clear. They even said in the statement they put out today, as previously stated. They told us the minute they fired Dable, we're not doing that with Shane.
To be fair, it did seem like when this came up a month ago, or like a little more than a month ago when Dable got fired, a couple months ago, it seemed like they gave themselves an out, right?
Yeah.
And the out was, Shane's going to stay around till we get to the draft.
Right.
But no guarantee of anything after that, which obviously wouldn't make any sense at all.
No.
If the guy's going to oversee your draft, what's he supposed to do after the draft? That's the most important, you know, couple weeks in every NFL offseason. Free agency and all that kind of stuff comes after it.
Yeah.
But I think I win. I think I win because I'm not a guy, like, I don't willy-nilly say, fire this guy, fire that guy. Joe Shane's got to pick the pieces. The head coach has to figure out how to use them. And I know a lot of Giant fans are like, it's not Joe Shane's fault. We lost so many one-score games this year. That's why you fired Brian Dable. That's an argument you could make.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not even a silly argument. If you win three quarters of your one score games, you're alive for a wild card going into December. That's fair.
No, absolutely fair.
So an argument could be made, even though I think Joe Shane has not been a great general manager, the record belies that.
Absolutely.
That if you're involved in that many one score games, obviously, then there's something else wrong than talent evaluation, yeah. Right?
No, 100%. And I mean, if you're really talking about the difference between them, I can point to some positives. Joe Shane did the one thing that is the most difficult thing for any organization to do. He found the quarterback.
Except he didn't.
He did.
He
Let's
did
be
not.
Fair. I'm as pissed at anybody.
Brian
he's coming
Dable
back.
Found the quarterback.
Brian
right?
Dable. Hey, listen. He's the GM. He signs the card. He's the one who hands
but
it
I
in.
But I think if I'm correct,
you're 100% correct.
I think the quote was O'Brien.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to remember a third round draft pick that plays well.
Right.
I think that was the quote
and
from your general manager.
If it's your guy, let's go get him. I get it. But he's still the general manager. He went out and got him. Right. Abdul Carter. Disappointing first year, but I still think you've seen enough. He's won enough. He's played better lately. Yeah.
I think it was interesting that of all the guys in the locker room that gave the old end of season pep talk about how collectively we've all got to be better, the guy that was falling asleep in meetings and watching old MTV rap videos was the guy that suggested.
Suddenly we all got to do better.
We all got to play better.
We're all together. Yeah. No, but I can point to Malik Nabers. I can point to a handful of things as this disappointing as it's been, I can point to a handful of things and say, okay, at least Joe Shane was able to do that, right? The trade for Burns. Excellent trade. He was one of the best defensive players
and
in the league
great
this
here.
Year.
Yeah.
And great, you know, so like I can point to a couple things as disappointed as I am and as much as I don't want him here. I don't know what the hell I can point to with Aaron Glenn. There's not a single thing.
Yeah.
Not a single promise was kept. In fact, he completely changed the narrative on every single one of the promises.
Yeah, and that's my problem with that. You can nitpick things that Joe Shane did well.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Look, I probably would have fired him. I think the hard knocks should have been the last kind of like nail in the coffin for him because he came across as somewhat incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's not incompetent, and I like him personally. He is a nice guy, but who cares if he's a nice guy? I'd rather have a jackass who's douchey who knows how to build a football team than a nice guy that comes over for Sunday breakfast, right? But the deal with Aaron Glenn is what you just said. And that's what drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I understand you didn't have a quarterback. I get it. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win a lot of games. But an argument could be made of all the bad New York Jets seasons that we've experienced. You know, I'm 35 years old. You're a bit older. You've seen a lot of bad Jet teams as well.
Yeah.
Of all the bad Jet teams we've seen, the Rich Kotite Jets, the Adam Gase Jets, a good argument could be made. This is as bad or worse than anything we've ever seen. So, again, you don't want to fire a guy after 1 year. I understand that. You want a guy to build something, right? You want to give a guy a chance with a real quarterback. Obviously, coming from Dan Campbell, if the Lions had pulled the plug in Dan Campbell after 1 year, we would not have seen all the success we've seen with Dan Campbell in Detroit. But I think Dan Campbell's the anomaly.
Yeah.
And there's not a single thing we can point to as Jet fans where we can say, I know it's a terrible season, but I know that's my guy.
No, absolutely.
And that's what sucks.
And what's coming next, though? Like, forget all that. You're 100% right. I agreed with you, right? There's nothing you can point to. The futility, even just the last couple weeks where they lost by five consecutive games by 23 points or more.
Yeah.
Most in NFL history.
I think it's historic.
53% of the offensive snaps down by double digits. Like, no interceptions. As bad as it gets. 0-7 to start. All of that. Fine. If the argument is, well, listen, it's his first year. I'm sure he'll get better. You know, all that same nonsense. It's dysfunctional to fire the coach. What's coming up next?
Right.
The biggest decision of the franchise in the next 5 years. Who's going to be the quarterback?
Yep.
Who's going to develop him? He handpicked the quarterback who can't throw. Like, he can't throw.
Yeah.
Justin Fields can't play. Him and Muji, they handpicked and paid. Forget Aaron Rodgers and whether or not he was behind letting him go in the 32nd meeting, whatever. Forget all that. That was probably
the owner.
It was
a bad look, though.
It was a bad look.
Especially now that Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, you know, backdoored their way into the playoffs. And let's not be crazy in Pittsburgh about how generational that was.
Yeah.
A rookie kicker missed a kick outside. And by the way, horrendous play calling by Harbaugh, which we'll get to a little later on the show.
I still want him as the coach.
Like, if you're a Steeler fan, I'm not bowing out my chest and flexing over how I got in to the playoffs this year. But look, we're kind of, this is like an annual rite. We're universally upset.
Yes.
It's like when you're in high school and you think the pretty girl's finally going to say yes to your prom invitation. And she said no when you were a freshman.
Right.
And when you were a sophomore, she said no again.
Yeah.
And when you were your junior and you had a little facial hair and your biceps started bulging, she said no again.
Yeah.
This is a universal right for us. The Giants have been as embarrassingly bad as the Jets have been for a decade now, and you got to eat that.
Oh, nothing. I don't know what to tell you. You're 100%. Of course, these two football teams, every year we're doing this. Every year I got to watch them. I'm literally, my kids don't understand as I'm cheering a kick return from the Cowboys.
Right.
Like, I want them to lose this game.
Which is weird also because
every year.
If you don't have trust that they're going to make the right pick,
right.
And I think fairly you don't.
Yeah.
Right? Because Joe Shane, how many great draft picks has he made? And the two guys everyone fell in love with, Scadaboo, no guarantee he's back at the same level he was at. Obviously, a guy built on speed and Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
No guarantee he's back, right, the way he was after a devastating injury. So it's interesting to me that you sat there like a lot of Giants fans yesterday, 100%. Right? And you're like, let's go Cowboys. I can't believe I'm saying it, but let's go Dallas. And your kid's looking like, Dada, yeah. Who are
but
you?
I don't understand.
Right.
But why? Why?
Right.
Why?
Daddy,
why?
You've told me your entire life we're Giants fans in this house,
because,
and now you're rooting for the enemy.
Because Dak Prescott's not playing the second half. They don't give a damn. There's a chance at the first overall pick that they can trade and get a whole boatload of first-round picks if they're smart enough to do it. And every year, it's the same thing. I got to watch Tommy DeVito go down the field and beat the Green Bay Packers.
Like it's nothing.
And like it's nothing. Yep. Become a household name. Sell Rayo's pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Become this sensation. And it cost them getting Drake May or Daniels. And instead, they win those meaningless games. And then this year, 2 weeks in a row, Craig, 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, last year
they
also.
They lost the – no, but yeah, but this year
– yeah.
Last year too. But consecutive weeks, they lost the first overall pick.
Right.
In consecutive weeks. We didn't know it at the moment. It took the Raiders winning the game and kicking that field goal.
Right.
But ultimately – 2 weeks in a row with a loss, they would have the first overall pick.
Yeah, which is very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
I mean, and the Jets experienced it also. You know, Trevor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Lawrence, who suddenly looks like a really good quarterback again, and the Jets go out west and win a game they shouldn't win, and we wind up with Zach Wilson, and Trevor Lawrence is a division champion and going to the playoffs now. No. It's almost like, you know, we've said for a long time, and I used to mean it. I can't say it anymore, and tell you that I'm not lying to you, okay? We used to say with great pride, I know I did, I'm sure you did as well, that New York is not just the greatest city in the world, but it's the greatest sports town in the world. We're the most knowledgeable sports fans. We have this like great history of success. Obviously, most of it comes from your beloved baseball team, the New York Yankees. The Giants have, you know, with the Super Bowl appearances. Yeah. And everybody else was kind of, you know, the little brothers,
now
right?
We hate them
the
all.
Little redheaded stepchildren, right?
No, they're all that now.
But the reality is that when we say that we're the greatest sports town in America, we're lying.
Yep.
Like, we have to, at some level, we have to own that.
It's like
we're telling a myth that we believe deep in our hearts, but it's not factually accurate.
No, it's like Jeff Daniels in the HBO show, The Newsroom, whatever, when they ask what makes America the greatest country in the world. He's like, I don't know, Yosemite? Like, I got no idea. What makes us the greatest sports town in the country? I have no idea. Because it's been an out-and-out disaster, especially the football teams. It's impossible. Thank God this miserable season is over. Thank God I don't have to watch these teams anymore. At least I did get to watch Jackson Dart. And there is hope for the future with the New York Giants. They are going to be an extreme, like, for all of the things we just yelled about, like, if they get the right coach, and it's going to be, in my estimation, I don't care who else gets fired, what comes down the line, I think the Giants' job is the best job in the NFL that's going to be open in the offseason.
Because they have Jackson Dart?
Because they have Jackson Dart, they have a top five.
So the Cardinals fired their coach, so that's not a great situation, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think Murray is long for that. So they don't have
Atlanta's not a great situation. Nope. Obviously, they fire Raheem Morris. Yep. Tennessee's, I like Cam Ward, but not a great situation yet because we don't know how good a quarterback he's going to be. Mm-hmm. You could make an argument, I suppose, that Jackson Dart has shown you enough where the New York Giants job, because they have a quarterback, and it's not going to be a rookie quarterback.
Right.
Now it's a quarterback with some experience on his arm and his mind. They always say year two is the best year for a quarterback. From a growth standpoint, you could, I don't want to, but an argument could be made that the New York Giants job, because I just don't believe in the Giants.
I know, but it's
like, it's hard, and I'm not a Giants fan, I'm not a Giants hater. It's hard for me to look at the Giants and what I've seen from them year after year after year and convince myself that that's the best situation for a coach to take over next year.
I think it is. I don't think there's an argument to be made outside of, right, if McDermott, if they finally decide in Buffalo, if they have a if they get beat up by the Jags in this first round and they decide it's just enough, you know, that job with Josh Allen instantly becomes.
Yeah, because you have a better quarterback.
I mean, you get Josh Allen, it instantly becomes the best job on the market. I thought maybe if Todd Bowles got fired, that's a talented team with a Baker Mayfield's a winning quarterback, but it sounds like he's safe. So I think this is without question. Jackson Dart, top five pick. An offensive line that's anchored by an all-pro left tackle in Andrew Thomas. You got a defensive front that on paper, if it wasn't for the lousy defensive coordinator all year in Bowen, feels like it should be one of the better defensive fronts. They're going to have cap space, even if they don't have it this coming year, which I think they will. But moving forward, they should have more even cap space because they have a quarterback on a rookie contract they're not paying big money to. Like, I think this is the prime situation, which goes back to the opening statement. Screw this wide net. It should be a narrow net.
Yeah,
I've
got one name and one name only.
One name and one name
only.
You've already done all the work?
Yeah, I've done the work. It's what I do.
Listen, I
I'm very busy all day. And what am I busy doing? I'm busy working. I'm busy preparing thoughts for this show so that you don't have to worry about it.
Is that why I had to be here at 7 a.m.? Instead of a normal hour?
Very unique day.
Unique day. But I'm glad to know you've already figured it out.
I've got the guy. Okay. I don't want to be clear about it. I think at a different level. I am a part of the Mensa group in sports. You may know
I have heard.
I don't think you could argue against my guy.
Okay.
And I don't think there's a currently available guy that you would want more. And I want to be clear. I'm one of these guys. I can't stand the same old, same old.
Okay.
I do not want to hear, you know, the 70-year-old offensive coordinator for some team that's been around the block 30 times as the guy to lead the Giants out of the abyss. Obviously, I'd like to replace Aaron Glenn. It looks like Aaron Glenn's coming back, so that's a different conversation for another day. But I have the guy. Like, for you Giants fans out there, my first day back on the radio. All right, Chris's first day doing afternoon drive, and I've already done the work for you.
That's amazing.
And
I wasn't even sure you like sports.
Do you even like sports? The beauty of this is the guy I've isolated for the gig, you're going to agree with. And every Giant fan is going to agree with it. And I want to be clear. I have dabbled mentally and emotionally with the concept of Bill Belichick. I have considered it.
You've considered
I've considered Belichick for the Giants.
We know you're a longtime friend of Bill's.
We haven't spoken in a long time.
Way back.
I'm also, I considered him for the Jets. That's how desperate I am as a Jet fan to get a real head coach in here. Mm-hmm. And I'll bring the 20-year-old hoe with him if I have to, okay? I mean, Instagram skank is what that is, all right? Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go down the Bill Belichick road. I'm not.
Okay, you stand
I'm going to give you a much younger guy who dates age appropriately, albeit hot models, but age appropriately.
Sean McVay,
who is a great offensive-minded coach and makes great sense for the New York Giants.
Well, you're up my alley because I want an offensive. Unless I'm getting a Tomlin or a Harbaugh, I want an offensive-minded guy.
Now,
so we're on the same.
You have to interview a minority candidate.
Sure.
So that's really going through the motions on this because my guy's a white guy.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
It's okay with me. You're the one saying it.
I'm just saying,
you're the one that just brushed over the Rooney Rule.
You still got to interview somebody and pretend like you're going to hire someone that's not white.
Yeah, yeah.
But my guy's a white guy.
Okay.
Okay. Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah.
Period. Stop.
I listen. If you've listened,
can't be debated.
If you've listened to my Saturday show, Craig, you know I talk about Cliff Kingsbury a lot. I love it.
I missed that one.
You missed that one?
Yeah, that was
that
one
show?
I missed. Yeah,
you're busy getting wood or something. Yeah. I would think there's other candidates that I do like better. He's not my guy. But if I was going to look at a coordinator, he's an offensive minded guy. Last year, what he did with Washington was incredible.
Yep. Jaden McDaniels, great year. Kyler Murray, early,
great, absolutely.
He's the guy.
I think that's as good a name as you can come
and
up with.
And if you're
outside
a Giants fan, if everything's going to be built as it should be, by the way, around this great young quarterback,
absolutely,
then get the right guy in there to develop the great young quarterback. You can find a great defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. They exist. It's like apples on a tree.
Yeah,
there's plenty of those guys.
Yep.
Go get me a guy with head coaching experience who has developed young quarterback talent. Cliff Kingsbury, the guy. And I'm not sure if he's still dating the girl or not, but she was pretty hot.
She was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Model type hot. Like waif, kind of anorexic.
I mean, he's a young, good-looking NFL head coach. I would think he would be doing well.
When she was doing a photo shoot in Guam or something, and she went without him, and then he bought a one-way ticket. Do you remember that story?
No.
You could Google that. Fact check me on that.
Go on the Google.
He bought a one-way ticket because she didn't have a return ticket, and he's never going to get a girl better than her because she's like a hot Brazilian model or something.
He followed her to Guam.
One way, though. there was no guarantee he was coming back.
I just remember, wasn't it draft day and his house was in Arizona and there was fire coming up in between the couches and everything.
That might have been McVay's house, but one of those houses.
I thought it was him, and McVay had his fiance with him at the time, now his wife, I'm assuming.
Yes, I think they're married.
I think they're married.
Anyhow, we have a great show for you today.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Really a thrill that we can start this show. Me and my main man, Chris McMonagle. Phone number to join, as always, is 888-808-1019. We'll get all your phone calls. We are looking for a new producer already. So, I mean, come on.
He's going to be unbearable.
It's the one show you can't mess up, the open to. It's the very first show.
It's rather important.
And 5 minutes of commercials into the show.
Yeah.
We can't even play the open. Perhaps after a quick commercial break,
you hear it?
We'll restart it with the open. Can we do that?
Are we capable of it?
I'm getting a thumbs up on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best you're going to get right now is a thumbs up from me.
Okay.
Yes, we're getting a thumbs up.
He looks unhappy.
And the crazy thing is I picked him.
You picked them.
Anyhow, we'll get all your calls. Giants fans, Jet fans, tons of NFL news as well. James Dolan's going to join us later today. Talk a lot about the Knicks. Big game tonight against the Detroit Pistons. You guys know I'm not a hockey guy, but we'll get some answers from him what's going on with the Rangers and Chris Drury as well. And appreciate you joining us on The Carton Show on WFAN. All right. Welcome back to the Carton Show. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton, great to have you here. One quick note before we get your calls and obviously lots of Giants and Jets throughout the day. Did you happen to see how the Green Bay Packer Minnesota Viking game came to an end?
No, it was a meaningless game. I didn't pay attention.
No, not so meaningless after all. Not so meaningless after all. So the Vikings were just trying to solidify a better than 500 record. Obviously nothing to play for against the Green Bay Packers, okay? The Green Bay Packers were favored in this game. And let me just say one quick public service announcement. I do not gamble. I'm a compulsive gambler. I can't gamble responsibly. I have not made a wager of any kind since July 1st of 2018. So I am going into year number 8 of my recovery. But I'm aware of gambling. I acknowledge that there are point spreads. I didn't become a virgin overnight. I'm not wearing white at my next wedding. But I don't gamble. Right. I don't encourage you to gamble, but I can't be afraid of talking about gambling issues or stories, okay? Just a caveat there.
Gotcha.
So that Phil Putstick doesn't write another stupid article about me and my recovery. All right, that being said, the Vikings are up in this game 16-0.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the Green Bay Packers are 13.5-point underdogs. All right?
Gotcha.
The game is over. The regular season is over, and there's 1 second. The clock's ticking down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. A timeout. The Packers call a timeout and kick a meaningless field goal in regards to the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
Final score 16-3. Spread 13.5.
Wow. I did not see that. That's the kind of stuff that people get mad about.
That's the kind when of people stuff, start talking about.
Talking about being rigged.
And oh, the game is rigged. The fix is in. And when people are, that's a quote-unquote a bad beat, right?
Yeah.
When people talk about that, my reaction has always been the same. When I did gamble, and now that I haven't gambled for almost a decade, and the reaction is, there are people who had money on the other side.
Sure.
Who were thrilled that the Packers called the timeout. And like this dude, I don't think the kicker had any incentives going for him. Like, I would have understood that.
Right.
You want to make sure a guy gets paid. Like, quite famous, you know, like when Tom Brady was in Tampa and Gronk needed one more catch for $1 million.
Sure.
And he said to him on the sideline, you got to come back in. I need one catch. Yeah, and they did it. We've all seen the video,
sure.
Right? So if you told me the kicker made an extra $500,000, I get it. I didn't read that part of the story.
Yeah.
But could you imagine sitting there?
No.
And it's the first week of the year, so you're catching up from buying all the holiday presents, Hanukkah, Christmas, and all that stuff. And you're like, easy peasy. We're up by 16. There's literally 10, 9, 8. And Green Bay is like, not so fast. A timeout. Can you imagine taking a loss like that?
No, that's a brutal loss. I can't imagine. And why? I got to go back and watch it now. I don't know why I didn't see that. But that's a Todd Bowles move, by the way, calling these timeouts at the end of the first half so the other teams can come down and put it in your face.
The only other thing that made no sense to me, if you just go back to last night's game, which was a great game,
great
obviously
game.
A great way to end the season. The day stunk. None of the games mattered.
Yeah.
There's a lot of backup players that we've never heard of, that kind of stuff. Just help me out with this. And again, we'll get to all your calls, I promise. Walk me through the decision-making if you're John Harbaugh, all right? You've got one timeout left. You've got, I think it was 14 seconds on the clock.
Right.
And you're about the 25 or so yard line, right?
Yep.
He has Lamar Jackson take a knee, which means it costs you 2 yards. So it would have been a 41, 42-yard field goal, becomes a 44-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Should be immaterial, obviously, the way guys kick these days, but clearly it might not have been. You have Derrick Henry, who ran his ass off, more in the first half than in the second half. You have a timeout.
Yeah.
Why not hand the ball off to Derrick Henry? Maybe get 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe he breaks it.
Yeah.
Yards, and make it a chip shot field goal for your rookie kicker, right?
Yeah. Well, the only thought is 44 is a makeable kick, and if you noticed, he takes the 2 steps over into the middle of the field to take a knee.
Yes, center.
They wanted the kick from – they valued – kicking it from center of the field as opposed to gaining another 5 or 6 yards.
Right, like but it a longer kick.
No doubt. Made it a longer kick. Made it in that moment a tougher kick. But if the kicker feels that strongly, because some kickers like to kick from the hash, some kickers like to kick from the middle. I mean, that's clearly why they did it. And
44 yards these days is a nothing kick.
It's a nothing kick. He's got plenty of leg for it, and they value put it in the middle of the field. I agree with you. I would run the ball and try to make it as close
as I could.
Which
is why, for all the people out there saying, oh, it's Lamar Jackson again, can't win a big game.
Yeah.
Dude, Lamar Jackson did everything he could to put them in position to win that game.
Absolutely.
I thought Lamar Jackson had a great game yesterday.
Great fourth quarter, certainly.
And you talk about, the Mark Andrews fumble previous years. You could talk about the Zay Flowers fumble at the goal line against Kansas City, et cetera. To me, John Harbaugh is the problem. And this could play into your team.
Yes.
If Baltimore agrees that John Harbaugh, look, it's been damn near 20 years, winning his coach in the history of the Ravens, blah, 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 probably goes to the Hall of Fame, has a Super Bowl ring on his finger already. If you're the Ravens, and it's harder to find a great quarterback than it is a great coach, You got to be committed to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't buy all the stories that he's sleeping in meetings. I just don't buy that. Doesn't seem like that kind of guy. If the Ravens could part with Harbaugh, which people seem to think maybe it's on the table, like mutual time for me to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you're the New York Giants. Don't you wait for that?
Absolutely.
Because whoever else you're going to go get, he's had a job before. It's like three other teams are like, you're my guy. If I'm a Giants fan, I need to know now, is Harbaugh going to be available? Because even though I think he should leave Baltimore, he's a great head coach. I would want John Harbaugh to take over for the Giants.
No, 100%. He would be him or Tomlin. Like, that was the Giant Coach Bowl the other night. Like, that's how I viewed it. I was hoping it would be an embarrassment for one of the two. It didn't turn out that way. It was a great game, although many people questioned the decision the week before or 2 weeks before, not giving Derrick Henry the ball and losing the game in the manner in which they did a couple weeks ago. It's just felt a little stale. He's had a two-time MVP since 2018, and they haven't been able to get to the Super Bowl.
So. And the most prolific running back in the league in the last 8 years. He's had him for two, but he's had him,
So, I mean, it could wear stale there, but absolutely. And this goes back to me with the Giants. I think it is the best job, as I told you. I think they have the ability to wait. I would wait. I would exhaust him. Tomlin's been there for 19 years. If they have a terrible showing and get walloped.
And they're going to.
They're going to, right?
The Texans are going to abuse them.
Like, if Rodgers calls it a career, right, and they ended on that loss, they haven't won a playoff game in, what is it now, almost a decade, right? They haven't won a playoff game. Mm-hmm. It's been that bad. Maybe Tomlin shakes free. I am looking for the home run hire as long as I can wait
for
it. And then I'll pivot to the Cliff Kingsbury's. I'll pivot to the Stefanski's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Keep it there, but I'm absolutely. Harbaugh would be my number one. Him and Tomlin would be my number one coach I'd want to go get.
Yeah, I don't want Stefanski here for the Giants. I know he's a two-time coach of the year. I know he did some good things early on. He won a playoff game there years and years ago because that was such a dysfunctional mess this year. Yeah. Dillon Gabriel and then with Shedeur Sanders. I think he's got stink on him. And I learned a valuable lesson back at Gary's Barley Corn on North Avenue near Rochelle. If she's got stink on her, don't take her home. And for me right now, Kevin Stefanski's got some stank on him. Yeah, like Cliff Kingsbury, no stank. No stank on Cliff Kingsbury.
He never stays in one. You know, he's in college. He didn't stay in one place. The pros, he doesn't stay in one place.
But he knows how to run an offense.
I get that. Well, he couldn't do it without his quarterback this year at all. I mean, for the most part,
Have a quarterback.
I understand that, but Mariota isn't the worst thing you've ever seen, and they really couldn't function as an offense.
I'm not going to judge a guy on whether or not Marcus Mariota played good football.
I'm just saying there's a little bit of stank on him. That was a miserable season for Washington.
All right, then you're not a Kingsbury guy because you're either – there's no wiggle room in this. You either got to be – I can take some stank, or I'm a no-stank guy.
Oh, I can take some stank.
Oh, then Cliff Kingsbury's your guy.
Because, I mean, listen, we're talking about Harbaugh. I just gave you the three reasons why he's stanky. Like, I mean
– he's got the Super Bowl ring, though.
I understand that. So does Mike McCarthy. You running out to go hire him?
No, I'm not.
No, exactly.
I don't, and that's one of those same old guys I don't want.
Right.
And, New York should be better than that anyway. And I do.
We're not better. We just went over this.
I know, but it should be better.
You just said it.
But it should be better.
But we're not.
No, I know we're not. But we should be.
And I know we should be, but we're not.
But we should be.
But we're not.
Like, it's embarrassing that people in other cities can make fun of us now. And we have no comeback.
Right.
Like,
no, it's embarrassing.
What's Philadelphia's got better soft pretzels, right?
A water ice. Here we go.
Philly's got better Italian ices.
Yeah, Italian ices.
Right? We got pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We got pop up bagel.
Yeah.
Like, we're good in those two areas, but. Sports-wise, there's a lot of other cities that own us now.
Yeah.
Which is frankly embarrassing.
It is. It's pathetic.
But you got it. You need a coach with no stank. You can't have a coach with a little stank.
Listen,
just like in high school.
I don't care.
I know you were the big stud in high school.
I was.
Captain of the football team. Captain of the baseball team.
That's damn right.
You were the jock, captain of everything.
That's right.
The prom queen, the whole stuff. You had all of it.
Homecoming king, runner-up.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
They still talk about you in Massapequa like you were somebody. I don't know.
Franklin Square.
Whatever,
but yes,
thing.
That's right.
That's
you go
right.
into A&S Bagels anytime after 1 a.m.
You're the guy.
They're talking about me.
All right. Let's take out some phone calls, 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show. Chris McMahon. I'm with Craig Carton. Great to have you here. Let's see if I figured out how to do this. I knew I was going to struggle.
There you go.
Nicky Newton's on the fan. Nicky, what's up?
Hello.
La, la,
Welcome
la.
Back, my friend.
My guy, Pots and Pans. What's up?
What's up? All right, fellas. I'm a Giants fan. I'm 30 years old. I've bled blue my whole life. I've been to 60 games in my life. Yesterday was my 60th. My fifth time going to see a Giants-Cowboys game, and that was my first win yesterday.
Nice.
I will be damned if anybody takes the happiness and joy of that win yesterday away from me.
You
because
know
everyone in that stadium,
right.
everyone, not a single Giant fan in that building was saying, "Oh, what about the pick? Oh, God!"
And I will say this, Nick. And how do I get rid of the call?
The drop. If you need me to hold your hand through the show, I will.
No, it's funny he says that because I'm watching the game, obviously, and I picked up on that. I wasn't at the game; I'm just watching on TV.
Yeah. No, the crowd wants to.
But
win.
The crowd was as they should be because we're like Pavlov's dogs, right?
Yeah.
You might want a better pick.
Yeah.
But in the moment, if Jackson Dart throws a touchdown pass, like the touchdown that got called back to Slayton, right? The 73-yard touchdown pass keeps his balance. And it's off, which I thought was a bogus call, but whatever. Like, you could feel the 12,000 Giants fans at MetLife Stadium cheering.
Yeah.
They were happy about it.
Instant gratification seekers.
That's right.
I don't want instant gratification.
That's why you didn't go to the game.
Absolutely right. I don't want to win my fourth game in week 17.
No?
I don't know. Now, Dak Prescott didn't play the second half. I don't care. I wanted the picks, and I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of being scolded. Like, you just mentioned what I was.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people. Have you ever played sports? No. I've never played sports, you dope.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted the pick. Winning is nothing. It means nothing. Jackson Dart has already proven he's good. I don't know if he's the future. I'd like to think he is. I think he has an opportunity to be a really good quarterback in this league. But there wasn't anything left to prove against this game. Like, people go back to Eli Manning, right? It was like a perfect parallel. Back to Eli Manning, last game of the season of his rookie year against the Dallas Cowboys. He won that game, led in next year. They go to the playoffs, and it begins the Eli Manning tenure.
I don't believe this carryover, but I'm with you.
I'm with you, yeah. Eli Manning couldn't complete a pass. Eli Manning had veterans like Tiki Barber and like Jeremy Shockey laughing at him in the huddle.
He was almost benched.
I mean, remember he was
the skittish quarterback,
yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah.
No, I mean, so he needed that. He needed that to show his teammates. He needed that to show his the fan base, the organization.
Let me say this.
Giants don't need Jackson Dart to do anything.
Isn't there part of you that doesn't have faith, nor should you, in Joe Shane having a great draft, who is saying to yourself, I want to win because if I do get a better pick, which I would have, obviously, if I lost, I don't trust the guy making the pick. So a worse pick makes it easier for your embattled general manager to get it right.
Like, how the hell does that make any sense?
Because would you have trusted him with the first pick?
Why would I trust him with the fifth?
It's easier to pick right at five than one.
How does that make any sense?
Because the other...
There's less people there.
But the good people are gone. That's why.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's got less of an opportunity to make the right pick.
No, I disagree. I think you have a better chance of nailing your pick at five than you do at one.
How in the hell does that make any sense?
You picked the wrong quarterback at one or the wrong whatever
But they're not
player.
Picking a quarterback. And they would have been trading out and getting multiple picks where he could have screwed more up. Fine, but I don't...
I'd rather... If I don't trust my GM, I'd rather he pick 12th.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Craig.
I've got lots more where that came from.
It makes no sense. If I don't trust someone, I want him to have the most amount of people. You're also saying that the people...
You want a pool to pick from.
Of course. What do you...
That's more possible mistakes.
See, no, it's not.
Of course it is. There's more people available, more mistakes. Yeah. 100% the logic sound. I tried it in my own.
No, it's not. That's like you're trusting the four teams in front of them to be stupid. And take bad players.
No, to the contrary.
No, you're hoping they eliminate the bad picks. What if they eliminate four of the good picks he could have chosen?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think there's a benefit in picking second as opposed to first so that somebody else makes the decision for you because you don't trust your GM?
No.
You don't buy into that logic?
No. I want the best overall pick.
There goes the 3 o'clock hour.
I want the idea. I want the idea that they can pick whoever they believe in. I can't go into it assuming two things. And people do this, and you're trying to do it now.
Yeah.
And I don't appreciate it.
If I don't trust the GM, I don't want them picking first.
If I don't trust the GM, I don't want them picking.
Okay.
So now I have to trust them. That's what I can't go into the draft assuming.
Not a thing. You don't have to trust them. You're gonna choose. Look, Joe Shane has announced he had a press conference. He's coming back.
He's coming back.
So it doesn't matter if you trust him. He's the guy making the pick.
Right.
You don't trust him.
I don't trust him.
Right.
So
pick eighth.
No, that doesn't make it. Pick 35th.
Even better.
At what number does it stop, Greg?
Third round.
I can't go into the draft assuming two things, even if I don't trust my GM. I can't assume he's a moron, and I can't assume the people in front of him are morons. I can't. I can't go into the draft
even if there's a track record of moronic behavior and decisions.
Yes. But even morons, there's a better chance of him picking the better player if there are more players there.
I guess we just see it differently.
I guess we do. I don't know about you. But I would, if I don't trust anyone, perfect example, right?
Yeah.
If we were to take the entire staff of WFN, all 12 of us.
The
entire staff of this building, whatever. Yeah. And we were going to go play pickleball. We were going to go play baseball. We were going to go play football, whatever. And we were picking teams. And I go, I don't think Craig is very good at picking players. I don't think he's got an eye for talent. He just picked Fatso to be his co-host. I don't trust him.
Go ahead.
Right? So you could just pick sixth and allow someone else to take the five best athletes from this building and go, well, what's the difference? Sixth, first, I don't care. I'm an idiot.
Well, I might feel that. I don't trust the GM.
I don't trust him either, but I want him to have the best opportunity to make the right pick.
Because you know what did it for me? And again, Joe Shane's a nice dude. He is. I've talked to him. He's a nice guy. The thing that really pushed me over the edge for him, and again, I'm not you know, one of these guys yelling and screaming, fire this guy, fire that guy. It's not what I've ever done. I think you do it when it's warranted, right? Which is why I do support firing Aaron Glenn. I know he's coming back. We'll deal with that later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the thing that pushed me over the edge with Shane, and I, for the life of me, don't understand why the Giants ever agreed to let this air, was when we saw the Hard Knocks episode when they're all in the office and Joe Shane's precocious young son is in the office and he's trying to get him to draft. I think it was Jaden Daniels. At the time, right? And then you see the whole thing about, I'm not paying $20 million to a running back, whatever, all that nonsense, right? Or $12 million to a running back
to sit behind
a $20 million quarterback, right? That, to me, exposed him as a guy I can't trust on draft day. And then you add to it the video when, obviously, Dable's dead set on drafting Jackson Dart. That's the guy. We got to draft him. And he poo-poos that And then winds up obviously taking him. So I guess he does get some credit. He pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah.
Those two videos alone, and again, good guy. Those two videos alone, I wouldn't trust him to pick first. I wouldn't trust him to pick second. Sixth or seventh is right about his wheelhouse.
A couple of things.
Let Mendoza go. Let the best left tackle go. Whoever, yeah. I don't know who it is, right? And at seven, you're pretty sure to get a good player.
It's absolutely ridiculous. First of all, I agree with you, but if you don't trust him, don't let him. Like, he's making the pick. You're making an argument to fire him. You're not making an argument on where you want him to draft. You're making an argument that you don't trust him to make the pick.
I don't. And, well, then and
that's, but, like, you, that's fine. I'm open to it. I want him fired. I don't want him making this decision. But you also got to take into account, too, with the first and second overall pick, specifically the first, which is what they would have had because the Raiders won the game.
Right, which you could not have predicted, but they did. They kicked the field goal to win it.
They're not making a pick.
Right.
That's the whole thing. They're trading out and letting someone else, which probably would have been the New York Jets. I know you disagree from our brief conversation on it. It would have been the Jets, and they would have got a bunch of picks.
Yeah, Jets have plenty of first-rounders to give you in future drafts.
Let's go. That's right. What we were trying to do.
Yeah.
And well, instead, it didn't work out. No, it didn't work out, and that's what sucks about it, Craig. You know what sucks about it is we went through it. We were Andy Dufresne. Crawling through a tunnel of crap.
I guess I just missed my friend.
And then we didn't come out clean on the other side. We went right back in the tunnel of crap. Like, we're supposed to get the fruits of the terrible season.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have this miserable, disgusting, fire the coach, fire the GM. You know, the ownership is dealing with this illness. Like, everything about it, losing all of these games that they had won up double digits in the fourth quarter. Like, this disgusting, miserable, gut-wrenching season. And then you don't get the fruits of that labor. You don't get the top pick because they decide now to win two games. And you know what their record is in the last 3 years in weeks 16, 17,
and 18?
They're
the best team in football.
They're 4-2. That is the best stretch of any six games that you can find over the last 3 years of the New York Giants. That's when they decide to win. And I know, well, what are you going to do? They play to win. You can't help them. Don't do this. Don't be 3-13 and then decide to win. It's extremely maddening. Beat the Jets. Get your ass kicked by 40 points.
That's not fun either. I can tell you that.
I know.
That's not fun either.
I'd be having more fun today sitting here with you if they had gotten their ass kicked by 40 points.
Here's Larry in Little Neck. Larry, good afternoon. What's going on, buddy?
Brady.
Hey.
Yo. All right. Since you guys missed your opening for the show, I got it.
Good.
Mike and the Mad Dog Sports Radio 60. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Does the AM station still work? Still there?
Yes, it still works.
Nice.
Warwick, out in the kidnapped capital of the world. It's the only way I get it.
Nice. Awesome. All right, what do you got, Larry?
Guys, I have the answer. C-Mac, I was going to call you Saturday. I missed you. I got a little bit busy. I know you don't want a OC, a DC. You want somebody established, somebody
Correct.
Proven. I have the perfect guy for you. He's a little of both.
What's the stank meter?
Current defensive coordinator with the Denver Broncos, Vance Joseph, was a head coach, has the experience. Hear me out on this.
Yeah, no thank you.
Wait a second. Wait, but it comes to the caveat.
Unless the caveat is a different coach, it's not that great a caveat. But good.
You got to take a two-for-one deal. You get Vance Joseph as your head coach.
No.
He adds stability.
No.
And you take Davis Webb, the quarterback coach for the Denver Broncos. He will be the guru. He will be the secret sauce for the Giants.
Yeah, let me contemplate that. Survey says, and
I don't want Vance.
Vance Joseph?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. No,
they have too many better options than that. If they had no choice, I'd open my mind to it. But they have too many.
So there's a horde of guys.
Yeah.
Who are really good coordinators.
Yeah.
And period, stop.
Yeah.
That's what they are. They're really good. It's like the North Turner disease.
Yes.
Really good offensive coordinator, lousy head coach.
Right.
Vance Joseph, really good defensive coordinator. You know, the Denver Broncos have one of the best defenses in football. I wouldn't want him to be my head coach.
Yeah.
And he's not going to make a lateral move.
No.
To be a defensive coordinator anywhere else. He's got a good gig right now. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
No.
I don't like that at all.
There's other coordinators. Like, I'll give you a name right now real quick. Matt Nagy.
No.
That's not a terrible name.
It's a terrible name.
Look at what he did.
It's a rerun. It's a retread.
Yeah, but look what he did. He won with the Bears. He won some games with the Bears with terrible quarterbacks. Terrible quarterbacks. He won some games. He's been the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs. Like, I'd rather him than Vance Joseph.
Offensive coordinator of the Chiefs is not actually a job.
Yes, it is.
It's not a job. And let's be honest about that. Hey, Pat, go make a play. That's the offensive coordinator.
That's fair.
That's why Andy Reid should be fired.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, Patrick Mahomes, go make a play. Yeah. I'm a genius offensive coordinator. No.
He did win some a little bit before. He didn't win any Super Bowls before, but
no,
he won
he
some
went to
games.
Five NFC Championship games.
He lost them all.
Had a good quarterback.
Yeah.
Had Donovan McNabb there, right?
Yep.
Anyhow, we continue all the way to... sometime between 6 and 7. Not sure exactly what time.
It's 6:45 today, Craig.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
We got a game tonight?
Yeah, I think we have Rutgers basketball.
We'll go to 7
then. With the great Jerry Recco on the call.
Oh, Jerry Recco.
Yes.
Jerry, by the way, I have a thing that did upset me from yesterday. Okay. Non-football related.
Okay.
And obviously, the king of all arenas, as you know, is Madison Square Garden.
That is true.
33rd and 7th. It's called the Mecca for a reason. And something happened in Brooklyn that for some reason really made me pissed. And there's a person now in the city who is no longer welcome on my watch at Madison Square Garden unless she buys a ticket. You buy a ticket, you're welcome. All right? Did you happen to see that the Brooklyn Nets won a game because your favorite gal, Emily Ratajkowski, was in the building cheering for the Brooklyn Nets?
I did not. I did not see that she was there.
Because here's what's going to happen right around May. The New York Knicks and Madison Square Garden are going to be the toast of the town.
Yep.
As they run through the Eastern Conference, big game tonight against the Pistons.
Yeah.
As they run to an NBA championship, and she's going to want to be courtside. And my guy, James Dolan, who joins us at 5:30 today, under my advice, is going to say, buy a ticket, sweetheart.
Really?
We don't play those games.
Can't go
you
want
to go to Brooklyn on a free ticket? Enjoy yourself. See with three people. See with three people and watch an H League team.
If they have been a little bit better in December.
Stop it. If you want to come to the Mecca and watch a professional basketball team play, you don't take the freebies in Brooklyn. You'll never see me at Barclays.
No?
That place is dead to me. Dead to me. For a few other reasons also. Yeah. But dead to me.
Yeah.
Anyhow, 888-808-1019. It's the Carton Show. Chris McMonagle, Craig Carton on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,